Dear radio friends, I'm very much glad to be on air again. All glory be to God. We have received testimonies of what the message is accomplishing in some lives. To God be the glory. Continue to encourage us by more testimonies. Our topic today is, your future is in your heart. Your future is in your heart. This topic is dedicated to the youth of Nigeria. God bless you as you listen. We shall take our reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 13. Numbers, chapter 13, verses 25 to the end. Numbers, chapter 13, verse 25 to the end. Let's read. The Bible says there, and they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey. And this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of Jordan." Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who went up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak are giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to bring your word to your people, especially the youths of our land. In this season of prevalence of evil reports emanating from the national and international news media, grant that our hearts will not fail us. Rather, help us to turn to you in faith, who do not fail. Grant me unhindered utterance, and let the entrance of your word dispel despondency in the lands of your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Your future is in your heart. The time we are living in is a dangerous time. If we are not careful, we'll fill our hearts with such evil reports that we will begin to influence our attitudes and behavior and even belief system. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, Jesus said, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Our Lord Jesus was not necessarily talking about the physical eye, but one's point of view, the way you look at the world, the way you see life, the way you see things around you. Do you see life full of opportunities and abundance, or you see life full of evil, problems, difficulties, and shortages? Youths ought to have vision. By vision, I mean a dream, a plan, a purpose, a blueprint, a roadmap of you and where you are going, a destination, or even a desire. We are talking about good vision, biblically based vision. Who wants to be a kidnapper or a drug or human trafficker or an armed robber? Who wants to be a fake pastor who uses diabolic means to preach the word of God? Poor vision will lead to poor life. God-driven vision will lead to prosperous life. Let's go back to our passage in Numbers chapter 13, verse 25 to 8. Moses, the servant of God, sent out 12 reputable young men to go and assess the land and bring back report. These were tribal representatives. They were among the best from each of the 12 tribes of Israel because each tribe selected their best in such a venture. They were relatively young and promising, like our youths. They were sent on an important mission. Actually, if your vision is erroneous or biblically faulty, your mission will fail. 10 of these tribal representatives saw good things and bad things, but they highlighted the problems, the giants, and walled cities. They saw all the reasons in the world why they could not continue the journey to possess and enter the promised land. In their report, they said, "It will never work. There is no way we can make it." They could say, as people say today, "I'm afraid it cannot work." Yes, situations are bad. I know of a young person with a PhD from University of Ibadan. She attended an interview, both oral and written, in a reputable research institute. She did well and was selected. Her name, with others, were sent to Abuja for approval. When the list came back, her name was deleted. Names of people who did not attend the interview were included, and the chief executive officer was threatened with sack if he refuses to engage the ones in the list. That's our country. But is that the end of your story? Do you not know that Jesus is the ruler of kings of the earth? When a door closes, another will open. You may be seeking the living among the dead. God put something in you. Two of the spies, or tribal assessors, Joshua and Caleb, had a different point of view. They saw what others saw. In addition, they saw God helping them. They said, "We are able to take our possession." They said, "Let us go right away and take possession of the land." They had a different vision and a different dream, a different treasure in their hearts. Radio friends, Caleb and Joshua entered the promised land while every other youth above 20 years died in the wilderness. These 10 spies corrupted the hearts and minds of the people. They said, "We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Joshua and Caleb on their part said, "We can do it. We will go. We will possess the land." Which side do you belong? Radio friends, your future is in your heart. Join the winning group. Those who see God bigger than the problems of life. Those who have God as their helper. Do you know what? Caleb and Joshua with the other fellows crossed River Jordan on dry ground, wiped out Jericho, wiped out Ai. And most of the inhabitants, according to biblical records, they had vision. At 85, Caleb took the mountain of Hebron and built his home right on top of the mountain. Youths, you must scale up your vision. Fill your hearts with good words. Biblically based vision will be battered in your life as a result. Discard your selfish words and embrace God. When David saw Goliath ranting, challenging, and mocking the armies of Israel, he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine cursing the armies of Israel?" Can you imagine what David said? "I will cut off your head." But he had no sword. Vision is the language of the Holy Spirit. Vision enables you to make impact. Youth with a vision is a youth with a mission. They have always possessed this word. John Wycliffe had a vision. He desired and wanted every person in England to read the Bible. And so in 1382, he translated the Bible into English. It was in Latin before and closed to all other people. In 1611, King James I of England had the Bible printed in English language. The Bible became available to families. Martin Luther had a vision. He translated the Bible into German language. Many others, like John Calvin, had a vision and founded the Presbyterian Church. John Wesley founded Methodist Church. William Wilberforce had a dream that ended slavery. Modern men are now trafficking in human beings. It will equally end one day. Dr. Felix Obiora and Dr. Joshua O'Hara had a vision and founded the Master's Vessel Ministry. Through this ministry, God has raised many righteous men and women all over Nigeria and outside Africa. Vision is not limited to the aforementioned. Africa is yearning for new discoveries. The wilderness is waiting for you to become a fruitful field, and a fruitful field a forest. God is ready. Without a vision, you and others will perish. Without a vision, your future is bleak. Political crooks are not ready to relinquish power to the upcoming youth. The agenda is to keep you being a thug forever. I call on the youth of Nigeria to cry out to the Lord, give me a vision as you gave your servants. Radio friends, your future is in your hand. If you surrender your heart to Jesus, you will have a rebirth of your future, of your vision. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as many as have heard your word today, we pray, God our Father, that you give them new vision, new perspective of life. Let, O God our Father, the entrance of your word give them light. Cause them, O God our Father, to seek you, the only solution for all the problems that are hanging around us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.